A legislative committee discussed a proposal yesterday to allow arming village public safety officers in rural Alaska. KNOM's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Representative Bryce Edgman of Dillingham is the bill's chief sponsor. He told the committee that the measure would establish protocols and funding for bringing qualified VPSOs through firearms training. In addition to high rates of turnover, issues with pay, housing, and facilities, Representative Edgman enumerated the safety concerns voiced by VPSOs.
You know, the whole crux about the bill is making sure that VPSOs can do their jobs right. A VPSO walks into a situation that sometimes is lethal, and he or she is armed with a baton, with a taser, they've got handcuffs on them, and they're wearing a protective vest. And unfortunately, I'm here to tell you, as somebody born and raised in rural Alaska, the social issues, the numbers of domestic violence calls, the episodes of violent confrontations have been on the increase.
The funding structure laid out in the current draft of the bill would bring 20 qualified candidates annually through a training program at the Police Academy in Sitka. At just over $62,000 a year, the funding would cover travel, liabilities, lodging, and firearm equipment for the VPSOs who complete the program. And ultimately, the regional entities in a given area would decide whether they want their VPSOs to carry firearms at all. For the majority of the two-hour session, calls from across the state, exclusively from current or former law enforcement officials, poured in. What emerged was a patchwork of perspectives on the problems policing rural Alaska. The litany of testimony offered circled around the issue of state law enforcement relying more and more on VPSOs to help with rural policing, but weariness over current and future regulations and standards within the program. At its most generous, the criticism focused just on specific points in implementation. And at the other end, Jake Metcalf, executive director for the union representing public safety officials, says the expanding reliance on VPSOs is an inadequate way of compensating for a more costly trooper presence across the state.
They're not certified police officers, so I think rural Alaska is getting a different type of law enforcement than the municipalities and a lot of regions of the state that have significant trooper resources.
What was not questioned is that violence against law enforcement officials has been steadily increasing. The very impetus for HB 199 reigniting the decades-old debate on whether or not to arm VPSOs was the death of a Manicotek officer last March. Former Department of Public Safety Commissioner Joe Masters says the hazards have led some VPSOs to break the law by arming themselves in order to do their jobs.
With these escalations in the use of force against them, which they certainly know about, their job is becoming more and more dangerous, to the point where there are VPSOs that are carrying firearms today against the regulations that are in place and against policies that are in place that prohibit them.
Criticism of and recommendations for HB 199 were in abundant supply during the session, but the vast majority of those who spoke were ultimately in support of it. Representative Neil Foster's remarks on the discussion summed up the prevailing sentiment.
Madam Chair, I just wanted to reiterate and maybe support some of the comments that were said earlier, and that is, until we can get more resources out to rural Alaska so that we can give the same level of protection to folks out in rural Alaska as we do in other parts of the community, then I think this bill is a step in the right direction, and it's doing something that we can do now with a minimal amount of resources.
Committee co-chair Gabrielle Ledoux did not bring the bill to a vote. Instead, she ended yesterday's session asking legislators to consider all they'd heard and saying that in her own experience, guns are an integral component to life in Bush, Alaska. For KNOM in Nome, I'm Zachariah Hughes.